most coaches, you know, they dream of winning seasons, maybe a championship or a couple championships even.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of the coach with the most wins in high school basketball history?
Oh, wow. That's got to be.
Ever.
Wow. It's Leta Andrews.
Leta Andrews. Okay.
And we are taking a deep dive into her life and her career. And we're using a couple of things from the Bridge Street History Center.
Okay.
We've got a biographical sketch and an oral history interview.
Okay, fantastic.
So we're really going to go beyond just like the wins and the losses. We're going to really try to find out what made her such a legend.
Sounds fascinating.
So she grew up on a farm near Granbury, Texas.
Okay.
Not really the first place you think of when you think of like a basketball icon. Really.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you don't. No, you think of a big city. You don't think of a farm. But I mean, some of the toughest people I know are from farms. So
that's true. That's true. And she talks about how she would practice on this makeshift court in a chicken pen.
Whoa.
In a chicken pen.
Okay, so let's talk about developing like just that natural instinct, right?
Yeah, the ball handling skills, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that ball landing in.
Resourcefulness, right? You got to get creative. You got to make do with what you have. And you got to have hustle.
Yeah.
You got to want that ball. That's no surprise. I mean, that just makes sense that fundamentals and discipline were like the cornerstones of how she coached.
Yeah, and this is where it gets even more interesting. So it's one thing to, you know, kind of just naturally have that sort of discipline. But she learned from the best.
Okay.
She learned firsthand from John Wooden himself.
Wow. A coaching legend. Learning from a coaching legend. I'm ready to hear how this, what she got from him.
So one of the things that she was very much against was the bounce pass.
Interesting. Okay.
She thought it slowed the game down.
Okay.
Too much risk. And that kind of echoes what John Wooden was all about, right?
Yeah.
Like precision, control.
Fundamentals,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So you've got this farm girl. She's obviously a natural when it comes to basketball. She's learning from the best. Of course, she excels in high school. But this is back in the days of six-player basketball.
Now, for those of us who didn't grow up in that era, what is six-player basketball?
So imagine a half-court game, and you have specialized positions. You have three players who are dedicated to offense.
Okay.
And then three players that are dedicated to defense.
Wow. Okay. So that alone is a whole other level of strategy and thinking compared to what we're used to seeing.
Exactly. And that's what makes this next detail so impressive.
Okay.
So in high school, she was named All-State.
Wow.
But not in one position, in both guard and D forward positions.
So she was that good. She's that talented, that versatile, that she could play both sides of the court.
Exactly. And to be recognized as All-State for both of those.
Yeah.
In that kind of a setup, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah, you've got to be something special to be able to do that. It speaks to just like her well-rounded skill set and her ability to adapt, to excel in any position she was put in.
So Leta's coaching career, it took her all over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Toller, Gustine, Comanche. And it's one thing to win, right? But she was building dynasties.
Yeah, and get this, she brought her family along for the ride. Her three daughters, all-star athletes, played for her. Imagine that, coaching your own kids.
Oh, the pressure.
And they reach multiple Final Four appearances together. Talk about a powerhouse family.
That's incredible. You know, with that level of success, you might think, okay, this is someone who's pretty set in her ways.
Yeah.
But that's not Leta. When the game transitioned from that six-player to five-player, she was actually hesitant at first.
Really? Why is that?
She was worried about the smaller schools.
Okay.
Because with six player, with those separate offensive and defensive roles, even if your team wasn't like, you know, incredibly athletic.
Right.
You could still be successful if you had a good strategy and you had good teamwork.
Right. It gave those teams a fighting chance, a way to compete.
Exactly. Five player. That requires more well-rounded athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was afraid that it would put smaller schools at a disadvantage.
So it wasn't just about winning for her. It was about the bigger picture. It was about fairness and making sure everybody had a chance to shine. That's pretty cool.
And in the end, of course, she embraced the change. She adapted her coaching and she continued to win.
That's Leta.
Hmm.
But there's this other story from the interview, and it's just this really sweet detail about her personal life.
Okay.
It's about her first date with her future husband, David.
All right, let's hear it.
They went to see Elvis.
No way, Elvis Presley.
A young Elvis Presley performed.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. So we've got Coach Andrews, the queen of the court, rocking out to the king himself.
Exactly. It's just a good reminder that behind every legend, behind those impressive careers, we're talking about real people, you know?
Right.
They have their own interests, passions, experiences, and sometimes those experiences are just plain fun.
Eventually, Leda's journey, it took her back to her roots, back to her hometown. She ended up coaching at her old high school, Granbury High.
Talk about a full circle moment.
Right. And I think you could argue that this is where her legacy, not just as a coach, but as a person, really, becomes so clear. And I don't just mean the wins and the championships.
Right.
It's more than that.
It's about the lives she touched, the impact she had on all those young women she coached.
Right. Like, she helped shape them into these incredible people, you know, strong, resilient.
Exactly. And remember that personal connection we talked about with the interview?
Oh, right. Yeah, the interviewer's daughter.
Her daughter actually played for Leda Andrews.
Wow.
And you can hear it in her voice, just the awe and the respect when she talks about Leda's coaching style.
Yeah, what was it like?
It was about so much more than just basketball. Like, she really instilled these life lessons in those girls.
What kind of life lessons are we talking about?
Discipline, obviously. Hard work. Perseverance, believing in yourself, you know, like the stuff that translates no matter what you do in life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't just about what they could do on the court. It was about who they were becoming as people.
It's like that quote, sports don't build character, they reveal it.
Exactly. And I love this, you know, when she's asked about her proudest accomplishment, she doesn't say the wins, she doesn't say the title. She says it's the growth she saw in all her players.
Wow. That's amazing. And think about that. All those young women taking those lessons out into the world. It's incredible, really.
It's a true testament to her impact as a coach, as a mentor, as a person, really. Leda Andrews, a true legend.
Absolutely. A legacy that goes way beyond the basketball court. So as we wrap up this deep dive into her life, it makes you think, what can we all learn from Leda Andrews?
Right.
Not just in sports, but in life. You know, how can we be more dedicated? How can we be more committed to helping others reach their full potential?
Those are great questions to think about. Yeah,
definitely something to ponder.